proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
As we enter into this Hanukkah season, I want us to look at the men of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, that wintertime festival of lights, when the Jewish people remember the rededication of the temple of 164 BC. Interestingly, Hanukkah is nowhere to be found in the Old Testament, having occurred after, but found only in the New Testament in John chapter 10, beginning in verse 22, where the Bible reads, "And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter." I'd like to look at the men of Hanukkah. We have a madman, mad men, and the man. The madman is Antiochus IV, king of Syria, who reigned from 175 BC, died in 164. He called himself Antiochus Epiphanes, if I'm saying that correctly, which means God manifest. He was not the first to commit egotheism or self-deification. The Greek rulers had done that for hundreds of years. But his crazy behavior earned him the nickname Antiochus Epimanes, which means the mad one. He was insane. After the Jewish people refused to receive the Hellenization of their country, this madman took revenge. He overtook Jerusalem, the holy city, murdering men, women, and children in the streets. He confiscated the temple and erected a statue dedicated to the god Zeus. And he committed the ultimate desecration of sacrificing a swine on the altar of God. This was the abomination of desolation as mentioned in Daniel 11:31, which reads, "And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate." Verse 32, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." It was the Maccabees that rose up and resisted. Yea, they fought against the Syrians and ran them out of their country, taking back the temple and dedicating the temple back to God. And so we have the story of Hanukkah. This madman reminds me of another madman, that of Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel 4:33, it says, "The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws." This is what happens when rulers turn against the God of Israel. Folks, we should know that you can never get away with cursing God's people. We know full well what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 12. Genesis 12:3, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee." I can't help but notice how it's plural when it comes to the blessings. He wants to bless every single family, nation, kindred, but it's individual for the cursive. "And curse him that curseth thee." Not a single soul, not even kings, will get away with cursing the nation of Israel. And so we have this madman. He was driven out of Israel by men that were mad, angry men that were mad at him for his abominations. And in our next broadcast, we're going to look at the mad men of Hanukkah, those men that were angry against the wicked and ran out the Syrians from the land of Israel.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.